Howdy, friendo. Happy Turkey Day, unless you're a turkey. Or a Peru, as the Portuguese say. Poor birds can't even get a proper name. Episode 18 is on the verge. However, the call of family gathering and kibitzing must be heeded. I intend to have it up by the weekend, even though every time I say that, the episode goes up next Thursday. But the truth is, sometimes it actually does go up on Patreon.
And you know what? I just got an idea. It's Thanksgiving, so this is something that you can do at the dinner table. Certainly, if you're in the United States, better. But I don't care if you're in the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, Germany, Sweden, India, Denmark, or even the Philippines. I know you're listening. And you can always just pause, ask everyone to hear you out for a moment. Say, excuse me, I'd like to just say a few words. This is Thanksgiving in the United States, aka Genocide Remembrance Day. And I would like to go around the table and ask everyone what they're thankful for. I know to start, I'm grateful to be alive. Number one. Number two, I'm grateful for Hellgate City. It's a fantastic podcast. It has changed my life for the better. I rated it 5 stars on Spotify, and I ask all of you to pull out your phone right now and rate it 5 stars. Obviously, you should follow it first. Just open up that Spotify app and rate it 5 stars. I would be eternally grateful to you. And I really ask on behalf of Kevin. This is something that Kevin Berry requested of me, and he's done me many solids. This is a guy who, he's a season and a half into the show. And I know what you're thinking, Carl, maybe, you know, you don't want to rate something 5 stars until you've listened to it. This is kind of like innocent before proven guilty. Just do it, listen to the whole show, then go back and ask yourself, would you subtract a star now from what you originally rated it? Are you a flip-flopper? Did you know that Kevin Berry, the creator of the show, has a lesion in his nose? It's pretty far back there. It's close to his sinuses, and it could very well turn into cancer. He's not certain. He's going to have to get a second and third opinion on that, and he's going to have to get it removed, which means he's not going to be able to make the show for probably 2 weeks at some point in the coming months. And that's best case scenario. You know, it could go badly. Something goes wrong and they can't get in there through the nostril. They might have to deglove his face, which if you can just imagine someone's face being peeled off their skull, I think you understand. I understand this is weird to say during the meal, but I'm just saying, would you subtract a star from a guy like that? And yeah, it's not cancer
yet. So if you want to take a look at the radiology report and the different scans and MRIs and stuff, I'm happy to send it along to you, Carl. You're a good uncle, and I trust you. Just a couple things to keep in mind before you start subtracting stars.
Anyway, that's what I'm grateful for. Thank you for hearing me out, everybody. Uncle Carl, I don't know what you're rating and reviewing on Pornhub, but it's not Hellgate City. You can't get it there. It's Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you don't have. Mom, you can download the app. Download it, follow, rate, then delete it if you have to. But it's like they say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. May I be excused? Thank you. I love all of you. I have to step out right now and check in on Kevin.
So that's your homework. It's a simple speech, easy to memorize. You can perform it at any family meal for the next week. If you're still eating leftover turkey, you can still do the speech. You can even do it with strangers, though that's more of an intermediate level challenge. So, have a wonderful holiday. I'm deeply grateful for your support. Thanks, Anthony, for joining the Patreon. Thank you for listening and speaking out, spreading the good word, and writing those reviews and rating those stars. Catch you on the next one.